Pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yud Pasuk Chav. Pasuk says Kesef Nivchor Lashon Tzadik. The language of the tzadik, and as the Goyim says, it means b'toychacha, to be mekabel toychacha, is Kesef Nivchor. It's choice Kesef. As the Goyim will point out, Kesef means lafukei zahav, and Nivchor is because there are two kinds of Kesef. The Kesef of a matbeya that is accepted by everybody, like Oyver LaSeicher, Arba Meos Shekel Kesef, Oyver LaSeicher. And then there's the Kesef, which is not accepted except by the Medina itself. So the idea here is that we are talking about Kesef, not Zahav, but it's Kesef Nivchor. It's the best of the Kesef. Is a marshal for Lishoyim Tzadik. Lev Rishoyim Kima'at. But the heart of the Rasha is minimal. So we'll soon see what that means. So the Goyim says, Kesef Nivchor Lishoyim Tzadik, Ha'inyan K'moshe Amru V'maskilim Yathiru K'zoyar Harakia. What is Maskilim Yathiru K'zoyar Harakia? Mastike Rabin Kakar Chavim. Pasuk in Daniel. Maskilim and Mazdikei Rabin. The Imam and Mazdikei Rabin are two kinds of tzaddikim, Maskilim and Mazdikei Rabin. Sheyesh beis in yonei tzaddikim, v'haynu Maskilim u'Mazdikim. Mosh Amr Chazal, Abchir Bar Abba Habedorish Shmaitza, Rebabur Habedorish Agadita. So the Gemara says, and you find it in the Gemara in Sot on page 2, they came to a certain place, apparently where they were not that well known. The Babo Dorash Bagadita. The Babo took as a sting something in Agada. Rebchir Bar Abba Dorash Bishmaita. Rebchir Bar Abba was darshaning in Halacha Lamais and Halachas. Shapkua Kule Alma. Rebchir Bar Abba. Everybody who came to hear Rebchir Bar Abba thinking that they would hear something that they would enjoy. You know, if anybody comes to me and says, I enjoyed the shiur. I ask them, okay, you enjoyed the shiur. Now, what impact did the shiur have on you? I'm not interested that you enjoyed the shiur. This is not entertainment. It's a question of making a roshan. It's a question of learning Torah. Torah is the aim of the year of the rest of the day. I mean, what kind of a person comes back and says, I enjoyed being terrified? Enjoyment is good when you put your feet up on the table and you have yourself a pina colada while you're listening to a shiur. That's called enjoyment. They don't mean that. They mean that they got something out of the shiur. But the appropriate word is, I benefited from the shiur. So every once in a while, when I tell that to my oilam, so for the next 2 weeks, they all come over to me and say they benefited. And then they go back to enjoy. So the shmaitza is a question of enjoyment or benefiting. They thought they would get more from the other shiur, and they abandoned the halacha shiur, shafkur kuliyam lebchir baraba, for also legadei the rebabo, and they went to hear rebabo's agadita. Cholash daite, of course, lebchir baraba was human. Believe it or not, atanoim and amoraim reveal unbelievable levels of humanity as part of what makes them so great. So lebchir baraba, who was Dairish B'Shmaita, and obviously he was an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and the Olam should have stayed. What's the Shaila? Imagine the Chassid, the Mishnah Berurah, coming to town. Nevertheless, they abandoned him, and they went to the Marsha with the Agadita. Also, the Gabi the Rebbe. So when Chir Bar Abba Cholish Daite, Amalei, so he was trying to calm him, to comfort him after the Shir. Emshul Chamashul Ma'adav Adoymeh, so Rebbe Abba, who was darshaning Agadita, said, this is the marshal. Someone is selling very precious diamonds, jewels, which are very expensive, and very few can afford it. And another person was selling, you know, shmuntzes, you know, five and dime. The oilam, the hamayin, who can't afford it, as Rashi says, they go after the person that's selling the simple thing. Yeah, so this was an attempt to comfort Reb Chir Bar Abba, but at the same time, apparently he wasn't totally matzliach. So he tried something else. Reb Abo had a special status, and for that reason, Reb Chia Bar Abba used to be Malada him. Ahu Yoyma, Alavi Reb Abo, Reb Chia Bar Abba, Adish Fizek. This time, Reb Abo, in order to extend the comfort that he's Mashiv, Reb Chia Bar Abba, he was Malada Reb Chia Bar Abba to his hotel. Afilu Hochi lo Yisrais to die tonight. Afo Pekeng, with the Marshal and with the Lagoya, Reb Chia Bar Abba did not really feel too good. So that's what the Goyim's quoting from this Gemara in Sefer Daf Mem. And he says, go back to page one. He says like this, K'mo she'amru Chazal in the Gemara in Sefer, Nebchir Barabba Avedor Shmaitza, Rebabo Avedor Shagadatha. Also now long in the Dorshim Lom Shmaitza, Haman the Koyim Maskila. Very interesting. See, we would not know to connect this Pasuk in Daniel, Maskilim Yashiru, Kizor Rakia, Maskika Rabim Kakochobim, we wouldn't know to connect this Tafka to the two different kinds, Dorish Mites and Dorish Agadatav, but the Goyin was able to do that. That's part of being the Goyin and knowing Kol HaTorah Kula. So he said, those who are learning and dashing were on the Shmaitza and Halacha, Heim and Likoy Maskilim, She Maskilim La'am V'Oysen Oysam L'Talmidei Chachamim She'yu Yoydim Halacha. Very interesting. He says, the value of Agadata notwithstanding, it doesn't make a person a lamdan. So the if you're called a maskil, means they're maskilim la'om. They're providing the people. What are they providing them with? They're providing them with the ability to become talmidei chacham. So ha'isim adoshim agadata, heima nikroyim matzdikei, lefi sheheim moichichim u'mamshichim libam shal me'odom ledati Hashem Yisbarach. He says they're called matzdikim because they make tzaddikim. So some make talmidei chachamim and some make tzaddikim. The people go towards those who try to make tzaddikim out of them faster than they go to the ones who try to make talmidei chachamim out of them. Simply probably because it's more moshech hasaleid and it's also much easier. It's easier to hear and it's easier to quote unquote enjoy. So that is kenegdam ba'olam in zohavakot. He says that the two different kinds of rebbeim, Meirei Derech, the Rosh Hashiva and the Mashgiach. So there are two kinds, there's Zohav and there's Kesef. The Zohav, Einai Nitzrach Elo La'ashirim, Shekainim Bahem Dvarim Yikarim. And that was the marshal that Rebbe Abou tried to give to Reb Chia Bar Abba. Abou Aniyim, Shekainim Dvarim Ketanim, E'ef Shalikneisim B'Zohav, that's the Kesef. Nikla Kesef, very interesting. Why is it called Kesef? Because Kesef means desire. Shahakol Nichsafin was that. It is the desired item. I Zav is even more desirable. But the Teretz is, it's desirable, but it's only Shayach to the few. So Memele doesn't have that quality that the whole world is chasing after. Kesef, Hakol Nichsafin was that. Shazehu Tov, Bein La Niyim, Bein La Shirim. Because Shigama Ashir and Srichim Lizvan Khan. That's like a person who has a $1,000 bill, he can't get it changed, he can't buy anything with it. The Dugma Zer Hema Marchichim, Kosuf Sham, as it says in the Gemara, Shavku Kule Amal Reb Chia Bar Abba. Well, the Kesef now, the Pasuk, as I pointed out, says Kesef Nivchar. So the Gong now is going to attack that phrase and explain it. The Kesef Yesh Gam Ken Beis Bar. Echad Magbeya Hanas and Misigim, the Zuha Magbeya Eno Yotze Bechol Mokom, Rasbe Mokom Amalchus Asher Oitza Oitza. There's a Magbeya that is not pure Kesef, so it's not judged by the value of the metal content. It's only judged by the Gushpanka of the Malchus that's stamped on its face. It's very similar to the coins that we have, you know. You have a silver dollar, you can back a buy up, a silver 1 ounce dollar. And that's the opposite. It's over lasecher as a dollar, even though the metal content is worth $7 or $8 of silver. But then it's the other way around. There's a metal content that's negligible, and nevertheless, it could be considered by the realm, by the government, as a certain value, and that's what's accepted. But of course, if you take the same coin elsewhere, unless the other country also acknowledges its value, then it will only be measured by its metal content. In those days, things were much more volatile. So there were two kinds of matbeah. Matbeah nas and sigim. Sigim are the dregs, you know, like the silus of the silver. and it has intermixed with it all kinds of metals. People don't want it because it's not reliable. And that's what it says in the pasuk by Avraham Avinu. Now remember, maskilim are the ones who teach halacha, and they are compared to zahav. The mazdikim try to make tzadikim of others, they give teichacha, they are the ones who are compared to kesef. Now, the comparison of the zahav and the kesef, we're in kesef, and he says in kesef, which are the mochichim, there are two different kinds. One is more over the socha than the other. What is the nimshol? So he says, the Gemara says, Tamei ani in yesh b'dor hazeh shiyodeh lo'achiyach. Lepnei shemalchiyach b'dvarim koshim u'mevazeh, v'yoymeh lepnei ma'at v'asakach v'kach, u'mecharet also, al yidei zeh enu mekabu mimenu. Hachat tzadik sheyedeh lo'achiyach, this is the kesef that everybody wants, that's over la socha. What kind of tochocha does he provide? And Adarabba, instead of running away from such a person because you're afraid of his tochacha, you're actually chased after him. And everybody loved him. Shekulam mekabli menu v'noyachu labiyus. V'leiv rishoyim kima'at. What about the flip side, the opposite? V'eilu she'enon choyzrin v'tshuva, av she'shamu divrei atzadik, enoy machmas chisaron shol divrei atzadik chas v'shom. So like this. He says, now that we've defined the kesef nifkar, the ideal kesef, the over la'soicher kesef, as the kind of matzikim that have the capacity in a gentle and encouraging way to be mechiach others. So we would expect, if it's over la socha, everybody chases after it, that they would be totally matzliach. He says, no. There will be always people who simply will not do tshuva, no matter how good the mechiach is, no matter how generous and gentle the mechiach is, they're not going to do tshuva. So what kind of a person not going to be mekabel tshuva from somebody like that Aaron HaKoyin type of person who's mochiach them? Is the Elu she'enu chozim b'tshuva av she'shomu d'vei atzadik eino imachmas chisoron shel d'vei atzadik chasu shalom. Achu machmas shalibon shel rishoyim hu rach. This is very fascinating. Very fascinating. The way they're going formulated this is very important. He could have said, it's because they're fadorim, they're no good. You know, they're not the seder, and their heart is very hardened. He says the exact opposite. It's Pilate lying. Because he's convinced that if you have the right mechiach, which is such an important grah, you can't imagine. They're all important, but sometimes it resonates so much with who we are. He says you'll have a mechiach that is really so capable in the most perfect sense. I'm not talking about talents here, we're talking about godless chashivos. And the way in which he loves Klal Yisrael, Ayev Shom and the Reid of Shom, Ayev Esadriyos, from the Korban LaTorah, it's impossible that it should not have an impact. So the Goyin is convinced that Bishas Maisa, he definitely has an impact. But it doesn't last more than a day or two, or an hour or two, or a month. And then the person's right back to where he was. Why? He says like this, Achu machma shelibon shel harishoyim urach, it's soft, it's weak and soft and mushy, ve'enoi nichna midrochov elu l'shol mu'epes, v'chaka choyze liyez kibarishoyim. And he connects this to a Gemara, very interesting. Kol talmid chocham she'enoi kosha kibarzo, enoi talmid chocham. He says a remarkable thing. He said, you take a piece of paper and it's very easy to make a hole. But the whole paper collapses on it and it's like the hole doesn't exist.
Mashenkin, a piece of steel, a steel piece, is not going to bend and it's not going to collapse and it's not going to fall together. But you also, it's very hard to make a hole. But if you succeed in making a hole, that hole remains exactly the way it is forever and ever. It's almost impossible for the metal to merge and close up the hole. So he says, Barzo Koshalasos Bonekev. Ach, im Osu Bonekev. So the going here is important on so many levels. But what the Gemara is saying is that part of the chesaron of the Rasha is that he's given up his Am Kshei Oyres status. Which is remarkable because there are quite a number of mafarshim that explain that when Moshe Rabbeinu said ki am she'erafu v'salachta, that the word ki, like you look at that in Ezra, you see it crystal clear, that it means af al pi, in other words, enochanami, they're not to say that. And they are an am she'erafu, and they're always going to make trouble. But you, Ribbono Shel'olam, we're begging Yeruch Hashem ufaneinu because l'maaseh we need you more than ever. Adarava, because they're an am she'erafu, say some of the mafarshim, because the Amshay Erev, they need you. The Gaon is looking at Amshay Erev as a plus, as a mailah. The Gaon is saying that Amshay Erev is when you have an Amshay Erev person. The Amshay Erev person is unbelievably he's strong like steel. What's the mailah? The Maila is, it's hard to reach him. But once you reach him, he's transformed completely. The Maila of Klal Yisrael is its stubbornness and its difficulty to penetrate. But if you have the right Machiach, and he managed to make a hole in the steel, then that person has been changed forever. And the emphasis is that we've spoken about this many, many times, but this initial feeling of tshuva can sometimes even be the Eitz of the Eitz of Hara. This is not what the Goyen is saying over here. He's saying simply that the initial feeling doesn't last. But the first Nakuda is, I believe, that when you have a Eitz of Hara, and the Eitz of Hara is telling you, do tshuva, is because he doesn't want you to become miserable enough that you'll do a real tshuva. And he wants that the tshuva should be so quick that it doesn't have foundation, it doesn't have substance. But sometimes the tshuva is genuine, but it's not going to last because the tshuva is in a laid rach. You see, a tshuva that's transformatory is very hard to come by because it really has to break the person. And the Kshei Erev person, believe it or not, has a bigger possibility of doing that kind of tshuva. That sometimes you have people who are resistant, but if somebody could reach them, they become tzaddikim mamash, and they've changed their path in the course of their lives completely. Very interesting. Rabbi Yochanan meets Rish Lakish. We don't know 100%. There's different shittas in the Rishonim exactly what Rish Lakish wants of Talmud Chacham. Was he not? But you have this incredible thing. He's a gladiator. He's a circus performer, whatever he was. And he's jumping and then crossing the river and doing all kinds of acrobatic feats. Obviously, a person of great strength. Comes along Rabbi Yochanan, and it seems that all he says is, Chel Chali Ayraisi. Now, what could that possibly do? And the Shlokish is looking at Rabbi Yochanan and he sees someone who is so incredibly handsome that the only thing that he can answer is Shufrach Lenashia, your beauty belongs to a woman. And you know that the Chazal tell us that Rabbi Yochanan used to stand at the Pesach of the mikvahs, and when the women come out, it was the first thing that they would see. And he was obviously such an incredible tzaddik that even though he was there, it didn't have any impact on him. The impact was only on the other way around, that the women saw the face of the beautiful tzaddik was the first thing they saw when they came out of the mikvah. So this is something that impressed Rish Lakish incredibly. It was a koyach in Rabbi Yochanan apparently saying chel chaloi raisa that somehow got to Rish Lakish in an instant, and it broke the old Rish Lakish and it created a new Rish Lakish. But that's an Adam Kasha Kabazel. The biggest raya is, look at Mishlokish later, was totally resistant to the things that Rabbi Yochanan said if he felt that it wasn't right. He wasn't the Makabal. He wasn't such an easy Makabal. He wasn't the yes man. But see, the two Nekudas, according to the Gra, they go together. When the Goyim says that the Adam Kasha Kabazel in Tloisa Tam Chokham is not Kasha Kabazel, then he's not a Tam Chokham. So you have this Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish does tshuva and it lasts forever and ever. The second difficulty in doing tshuva is that when the person is not strong enough in his ofi, in his nature, he's flabby. Like sometimes the stomach is flabby. Sometimes the muscle is flabby. Sometimes the personality is flabby. A flabby personality cannot do tshuva, which lasts, even if he's sincere for the moment. And that's what the Goyim says, you could have the biggest mashpia. It's true. Sometimes a person listens to some Adam Gadol, and he gave this tremendous shir, and he has this unbelievable mahalach, and the person comes out of it saying, so right. It's so true. And in that it's so true, there's a tremendous yirut tshuva. There's no question about it. How long does it last? For most people, it lasts very little, because they don't have that kosher kabazo ofi. And there's an irony to it to some extent. Because if Am Sheyaret is a maila, obviously it also has its moments of chesaron too. So that kind of stubborn personality that Klal Yisrael is blessed with. So in the footnote, I pointed out two mekoyres about this idea, which are really quite different. But each one in its own way corroborates the Gra. The Kli Yakar in Parshas Vayechi says, Afo Pisha Azus, look at footnote number one. Afo Pisha Azus, the Kashis Eref Nida Ra, he's masking, it's a Nida Ra. He called Mokan Yesh Bahem, in that Nida Ra, Yesh Bahem Sad Litova. Kmosh Amu Chazal, had the Az Kanone, Lasos Return of Yicha Shabashamayim. Chayim Kashis Eref, Ak Tevul Yisrael, Tayaka lived in a different time, and therefore he was able to say, listen, how did we survive? You know, I always quote the Medrash Pesuk the Rabbasi that the Ribbono Shlom says, Tameya Ani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about himself, I can't figure it out. How did you survive my Golos? How did you manage to stay true to the Ribbono Shlom, to me, after all that you went through? And the answer says, B'nai Yisrael nechnasim l'bat ha'knesiyos l'bat ha'nadrashos, and they say, Nurei saras choshashuoi or zavadet tibani. For anyone to be able to say that, he has to be a tremendous kishayayos. Because the hacking and the hacking of the society and the civilization and the Christians and the Muslims, shmad, 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 and the today's door in certain respects is even worse, because the Nisayan of Aisha and the Nisayan of Taiva is sometimes much greater. And still we have people who say, somebody came over to me the other day and he said to me, what you said, I can't get it out of my mind. What did I say? What did I say? He said, you said that Avenue J that we walk on, it's not the same street. It's not their Avenue J. So it's a very simple thing to say. There's no great Torah in there. But there's a person that says, I'm not walking on Avenue J. And my Avenue J is something else. That's an incredible kshayonis. But the person is soft and he doesn't have the ability to see that and to feel that and to aggressively respond to that. That's why you even have to be very tough people. They have to be tough. They have to be strong and tough, because otherwise they would just simply be wiped away by the... It's a tsunami of shmut. It's a tsunami of sinat hadas, a tsunami of haskeris and taiva. It really is. It's a tsunami. Wherever you turn, it's just taiva, taiva, taiva. And it's much more than the taiva that's hiding under the rug, you know, that's hiding in the hidden corners. It's you know, get out of the closet. Stay in the open. Tell the world. Proclaim yourself as a Baal taiva. That kind of tsunami of taiva, how is anybody supposed to survive? What kind of space suit are we supposed to live? So the answer says the Kli Yakar, the Amshe Oyer space suit. That's what we wear. And that's what he writes. The Zeu Shama Yaakov, She Efes Ki Az, about Vedrosam, the Ainu Ha Eber Hashemi, Efes, kikashasa. It says, "Avadai nidara ukedas malatis behem lahafchum b'taiva." Achal ken diyankiv afitin Yisrael. But the one achalik v'afit ha'azus v'hakashis oirev. Right? I will use that in a positive way. I will oisemaisi yankiv Yisrael. It's such a beautiful pshat. It's total drush. But it's such a beautiful pshat. Achal ken diyankiv. I will take those needles. Achal ken doesn't mean the shaver. It means the needles. I will take those needles and I will apply them to create a Yankov and to create a Yisrael. The Hainu Lahasis Kulmasam Bataiva Ka'amar. That's very interesting. Spoke about Levi many times. The Levi takes that Kayach and becomes the Mila Hashem Eli people. And Shimon takes that Kayach and becomes the Melamdim of Klal Yisrael. They wander and they teach in spite of being paid bupkis and starving and not having a mokum of their own. The Maharal has a very philosophical idea, which is very profound. He says, you know why they're Sheyaref? Because, and that's part of why they can't be Mekabel Tel Chochem the regular way. You know, the Maharal says that the Goyim are much better at hearing Musa. They'll turn on a dime. And for Yidden, you can hack and hack and hack, and it's talking to the wall. You know, it's part of very, very hard. It's why. He says, because something that is chumri, that is gashmi in its essence, is very easy to change. It's very able to reconstruct itself, to be deformed and reformed. Look at the Lashon, reform. Reform. You're a reformed person. You're no longer a ganav. I'm a reformed thief. What's reformed? You're changing the shape of the neshama. The shape of his nefesh. Just something that's rooted in Gashmius can be changed into this form or that form. It's Peshit Surah, Leivish Surah. But something that is Ruchmius is Oimit, the Kayim, the Oilam, the Enim, the Spoil. It doesn't receive change. And that's what he writes in the middle of his words. Mephikach Yisrael, him Oimdim, the Midosom, the Enim, the Spoilim, the Kabul Tochacha. Here, Mispoilim doesn't mean I'm not Mispoil, meaning I'm not impressed. Nispoil means they don't have, they're not acted upon. They don't change. They can't be mekabel the transformation. They don't easily transform. Eina mispoilim mekabel tochocha. So Eidom Luzal, Yisraelim ha'azim sheba umas. Zem mipnei ki kol ze yesh le kayach hatsura. And he says, Nidoy mita'esh, and he has a whole arichot. So the fact, in other words, the kitzah, the Maharal is saying that the fact that they're so tough and difficult and not Mekabel Musar is because they're so Ruchniyistik. And Ruchniyistik doesn't change. Peledik. Aye, so if you're Ruchniyistik, why don't you behave? It's an interesting thing. The Maharal is saying that you could have a person that starts out Ruchniyistik and somehow gets caught up in the Gashmiyist that he has in his body and can't Kricharais, but the Ruchniyist prevents him from being easily transformed. It's almost like a tie to disaster. And of course, the Kliyoka is not on that sophisticated level of interpretation. The Kliyoka says simply, listen, the Yidden are given a midah to survive the Golos and to survive the enemies that are surrounding him. Seh ben Shidden Zayden needs a special kind of armor. What is this Seh wearing? Ekshei Oref armor. It's resistance to other people's pushing, to other people's attempt at shmad. Person will say, I'll teach you. And that's the Nekuda. You know, they tell a Meister, I don't know if it's true. I mean, what I mean to say is I didn't speak to the person that was involved. When you have Klisheni and Klishlishi and these and yon and things get embellished or changed, but they tell a Meister that a person was caught in one of the concentration camps outside the barracks when he was not supposed to be there, and he was somewhere near the fence, and they were basically taking him to kill him. And the commandant says, like, you know, Mara Isa, what are you doing? What are you doing there in the middle of the night? You're trying to escape? He says, no, I know that you can't escape. You have dogs and lights and fence is electrified. So what are you doing there? He says, well, tomorrow is Pesach. And Pesach, we have matzah, mara, and you know, abacosis. He listed all the things. He says, I have no matzah, I have no abacosis, I have nothing. But I figured I'll find some grass and some bitter leaves, and I'll use that for mara. At least I'll have something that reminds me of Pesach. So the commandant started to laugh. He says, are you crazy? The shugan of a sedin. You're missing. He explained what mara is. He says, you're missing mara. Your life is mara. I'm mara. Your barracks are mara. What is... So he said, he held out that clump of grass that he had just picked up, and he says, with this mara, I will defeat you. It is a complete and total azus panim. You know, you're naked, you're dead, your friends are all gone, your family, you don't even know if they're alive, most probably they're not, and you have nothing in the world, you're chasing after a piece of mara, and then you have the chutzpah to tell the person who has your life in your hand, in his hand, that with this mara we will defeat you. What defeat, when defeat, it's all over. But for the Am Kshei Oiris, it's never over, never over. That's the Kli Yoko. So the Gaon says that this koyach of yielding to a Mashiach is last after proof positive that the person who became mushpa, who was inspired, is such a tzaddik. Person might be mushpa and then a day later is back to where he was. The tzaddik is the one who's kosher kabarzo and he's resistant because of that. But once the penetration is made because the Mashiach is such a tzaddik himself and so capable and so loving and so gentle, it can't allow that this person's resistance should stand in his way, and he loves them anyhow, and he keeps trying, and eventually the hole made in that steel. You know, Rabbi Akiva used a similar mashal about learning Torah, but it's in this gra an unbelievable idea. That adirabah, sometimes the more resistant person is dafka, the person that if you could manage to penetrate, if you could break through, then that could be forever and ever a tzaddik yisrael. That's what the Gra said. Now, there's a very, very important use of this pasuk in the Medrash Tanchuma. Take a look in the Medrash. Actually, before we look at the Medrash, I'd like to learn the Rashi. Rashi Mishlei Perik Yud Pasuk Chaf Kesef Nivcha L'Shom Tzadik Sheyedei Aloi Fiyach Leiv Rishoyim Kimaot She'eino Shamea L'Talchachas Tzadik. So he has the same basic framework that Kesef Nivcha L'Shom Tzadik means the language of the Tzadik, the speech of the Tzadik in his Teichacha, and Leiv is the Mekabel. The Lashon is the giver of Teichacha, and the Leiv is the Mekabel of Teichacha. But Leiv Rishoyim Kimaot, it shrinks. It does not have the resilience and the capacity and the openness to be Mekabel Tzulchacha. She'eino Shomea L'Tzulchacha Tzadik. Now he says, U'medrish Rabbi Tanchuma Oimer Al Idoi Hanovi Nema She'kora Al HaMizbeach Tzadeis El Yirovam Afo Pi She'yovshe Yodoi Oikibel Tzulchacha She'nema The Rashi says, this is a Medrash Tanchuma, which we will see inside, that says that this pasuk Kesef Nivcha L'Shoyim Tzadik and the Leiv Rishoyim Kimaot is talking about the Tzadik by the name of Idoi Hanavi, who is the Zeda of Zechariah Hanavi. Zechariah ben Brechia ben Idoi, that's the first pasuk in Zechariah, and this Zeda of Zechariah Hanavi is a whole story in Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Gimel, where he meets Yerovam, and we will see the Tzukim inside because I think it's just the most incredible example of what the Medrash is trying to say. And Idoi Hanavi, in spite of the fact that he had such a koach to be Mashpia, and in spite of the fact that he had a shlichus directly from Hashem to Yerovam, nevertheless, even after Yerovam sees this incredible tzaddik and what he was able to do, he is so antagonistic and resistant that it's hard to believe. And the Al-Sheikh, which I bring to you for you in these pages, he says, halfway vosela. I can't believe what I'm learning in this pasuk, even as I'm looking at the psukim. How is it possible that a person should be so against what's so obvious? How could he be so blind and so deaf when he sees and he hears? It's such an incredible kaifus ha-nefesh of a person. And he tries to explain it. He says, I only have two possible explanations. We'll soon see. So the Rashi says that Yerovam was not makabel teichocha, and we will see first the Medrash Tanchuma, and then we'll look at the psukim themselves. Medrash Tanchuma on page 3. Reb Yudan Pasach Kesef Nifcha L'Shoyim Tzadik Leib R'Shoyim Kimaot Kesef Nifcha L'Shoyim Tzadik Ze Idoi Hanot Leib R'Shoyim Kimaot Ze Yerovam Adohu Dechsir Hine Yishal Kim Bom Yehuda. Point out in the footnote that there is no specific reference here to Idoi Hanavi. His name is not mentioned here at all. Every time it's mentioned, this person is mentioned, he's called Isha Elikim. And it doesn't say who that Isha Elikim was. There's a Chazal that says that a number of people are called Isha Elikim, and the Idoi Hanavi is one of them. But this is a Masaira that we have, that it's Idoi Hanavi. So the Hina Yishali Kim Bami Yehuda Dibar Hashem al Beis El, the Yerovam Oymed al Mizbeach, Vahaktir. You remember, Yerovam built two Mizbeaches, and he wanted to divert the Jews from all the other Shvatim except for Yehuda and Binyamin, that they should worship in his Makai Mesakaydish instead of in the Beis HaMikdash in Yishalayim. And of course, he separated himself and he made a Malchus unto himself, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has warned to split Rechavam into two, and to, as the Pasuk says in the earlier Perek, all that was left for Rechavam, nobody stayed with Rechavam except for Yehuda. So it says, Bayikralam Mizbeach B'dvah Hashem, Bayomer Mizbeach Mizbeach, Lomer Mizbeach Shnei Pamin. Why did he say Mizbeach, the Mizbeach that was in front of them, why did he say Mizbeach, Mizbeach, why? Amar Baba Bakana, Mizbeach Sheba Beisel, Mizbeach Sheba Don. Because he made two places, he was referring to both of them. Ma Omar, what did Idei Hanavi tell Yerovam? What was his Musa? Ma Omar, he named Ben Nola the Beis David Yoshio Shmoy, the Zavach Halacha, Kahani Abomas, and Akhtir Malacha, he's talking to the Mizbeach, and he's saying, Mizbeach, Mizbeach, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you. To these Mizbeachites of Yerovam, going to come along a melech from Beit David called Yeshayahu, and he will sacrifice all the Kohanei Abamas, he will kill them all, and Atzmeis Adam Yisrafu Alecha. The Atzmeis Yerovam Loi Omar, Ela Atzmeis Adam, Yekan Shechola Kavod Amalchu. This is a parenthetic remark that the Medrash is saying, that even though he meant Yerovam, nevertheless he didn't spell it out of respect, because the Maisa Yerovam was a melech. Then it says in the pasuk, after he said that Yoshio is going to come and wipe you all out, v'nei kishmah ha-melech ha-zvar yishol ikim ha-shakol ha-mizbeach v'vayseel, v'yishlach Yerovam mis-yodo mi-al ha-mizbeach le-mor tetsuhu. He wasn't paying any attention to him in his musa. He said, on the contrary, you're a murder the malchus, I'm going to kill you. And he stuck out his hand as if to say, let's grab him before he runs away. We don't want him to have a hit and run. We want to chop him and punish him. So when he stretched out his hand, his hand became paralyzed. And he wasn't able to move it. He wasn't able to return it. It's an amazing thing, Rav Huna. He says, blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma seivu mibrivi yosef. When did his hand become paralyzed? When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu strike out against Yerovam? Yerovam did all these horrible things. And Yerovam is right now only to makrib level the Zara below Yavsha Yadav. The Kivan Shaposh at Yadav is also Tzadik Yad Yavsha Yadav. Very beautiful. The minute he stretched out his hand to attack one of his Nevi'im, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu waxed angry. He protects his people more than he cares for his own cousin. Right? So, train Amaroyan, Chadom Alekecho Velo Alekai, Chadom Abahizapanim Karesa Alekai, Unin Makabah Vatazara Karesa Alekai. It's very interesting. There are two different interpretations. He said, please, Daven, when he saw that he was paralyzed, Yerovam cried out to the Novi, this Isha Alekim, please daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should be restored, that my hand should function normally again. So there are two marayim that touch up the word Elokecha. Is it really nasty? No, he's saying it's not my God, it's your God, which is so incredibly absurd, because if it's not my God, what in the world is he asking him to do? You don't believe in him, or you do believe in him. If you don't believe in him, then what are you asking him to do? He's not going to do anything for you because he doesn't exist. So that's all incredible, but it just goes to show the absurdity of human beings. So, you know, it's like in the trenches, everybody's, there's no atheists in the trenches, or whatever the expression is. This is an incredible idea. He's begging him, and he says, Elokecha v'lo Elokai. The other one says, no. He really means Elokai. But how can he say Elokai when he's being makir l'avodah zarah? You know, that's the ultimate, you know, absurdity and disrespect. So he says Elokecha. It's a very interesting machloikis. How fadorbim, how far gone was Yerobam, is a machloikis in these two amorites. One says he was totally far gone, and Apo Pikein, absurd as the human nature is, he's still asking him for something that he himself doesn't accept. And or at least he's when Avodah Zarah, we realize that Kadosh Baruch was angry at him. He doesn't give up the Avodah Zarah. He says, Elokecha. And the other one say, no. It means, out of respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since he's an Eimer Matzul of a Dezara, he doesn't want to say the word Elokai. But anyhow, what happened? So the Pasuk says, Afo Pikein, Vayechal Yishol Bekinus Nei Hashem, and in fact, he davened for him, and his hand became healthy. Vatikav HaRishayna, my Kari HaRishayna. This is an unbelievable emphasis of the Medrash on the word HaRishayna. Because the Pasuk Shad of HaRishayna is what? That his hand is now able to move and it functions, and it's just like the problem never occurred, like a paralysis never set in. He says, particularly Shani, he learned this lesson. He saw the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and nothing changed. He was the same as before. In Tichvesh, they started with a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chazayin. In Tichvesh, it's Edel B'machvesh, it's Zocharifos Ba'eli, Oifosu Me'olah Vivalta. Imagine you have a mortar and pestle, you know, where you grind, so you have this keli, and you put in the peppers, or whatever it is that you're grinding, and then you have the shtetl, you have this metal piece that looks like a bar, and you keep pounding away at the peppers, and eventually you crush them and you grind them. So the same thing when you have reflakes, when you have chitim and sair and kernels, and you want to grind them up, so you put them into the machtesh, into the grinding keli, and you take the eli, the grinding keli, and then you take the machtesh, the grinding tool, and you just stomp and stomp and push, and eventually grinds it up. So if you take the edel, and you put him in to that keli, and you grind him up, meaning, in other words, you could punish him, and you could make him miserable, and you could prove him all kinds of proofs that what I did is terrible, because look what happened to me. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu so angry at me. His hand could be paralyzed, and he could even daven to Hashem that the paralysis should be undone. And the minute that it's undone, it's mamish like paro. But this is not paro. This is Yerubba. So in Tifsa, Shetzaevu, B'mafkish, V'sochavifo, Sa'eli, Lo, Sotza, Me'olav, Yivalka. Afal Pikein, he's not going to change. Einat Mayul Ma, Barishaynay, Minamakiv, Abadizora, Afishniya Kein. Before he became paralyzed, he was an Oged Avodah Zarah. He's standing on him, his bath to be makriv, and the same thing right afterwards. Pure point. So this is the Medrash. Look at the end of the Al-Sheikh, because, and he says, Ha'itish Numaya HaMelech. Hinei kol ma'amora shel nodi hoya divrei Hashem zurosi kriyas mizbeach mizbeach sheyiu divrei atzmai shekora es ha-mizbeach v'diber elov koyamar Hashem. He says everything that the Navi said was straight from the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayochu, except when he called out Mizbeach, Mizbeach. So that the Navi did on his own. So Amar Shol Himtin Ad Omro Divrei Nevuasa, Ki Im Shemiyoz Kora Mizbeach, Mizbeach, Shal Yudivrei HaNavi Me'atzmai, Shaluch Yadu Elos. He didn't wait to hear the end of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying. But the very moment that he said Mizbeach, Mizbeach, which he knew was Divrei Atzmai, he stuck out his hand to attack him. His hand became paralyzed. And the Navi was able to complete everything that he wanted to say, and the hand of the king is paralyzed. And he was able to break the Mizbeach in two, the Nishpach HaDeshen and all of the burnt pieces that were on the Mizbeach, the soot was kept pouring out when the Mizbeach was broken in half. He said, please. And came the Dibur Kalya Amenu Kael. The Nistalkim Amenu Tisarach Tzila. Akein Oma Chalma Asnei Hashem Alekecha, Ashapon Avitcha Sela. Ki hu Alekecha Tami, Be'yasa Mimcha. The Nistalkha Poi Mimcha, is followed by the Alav Yisbah, Chatsosh of Yadi Eloi. He says like this. This is a side point, which is not so Nogeyatos, but I just wanted to explain what the Al-Shech is saying. He wants to know why doesn't the Rabbim simply say, make my hand better. So he says like this, it's very interesting. You have a Navi from Hashem, but he's in a place where they're Maksit Avodah Zarah. And he wants to know, how great is the Karach HaNavuah? Does he have the powers of a Navi, or does he need to daven? Because he's a tzaddik to Hashem, but Hashem doesn't give him those powers. So he says, kind of Mimonavshach, if you're still connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, even in this place, then use your powers. And if not, daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should help me and make me whole again. But then it says, the Hayid Akosus Kichawa Isha Lekimus Ne Hashem, Kyoya Pne Hashem Bamakom Ubulik Filah. So he says that the Raya from the Pasuk is Adarabah, that he turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, and he didn't have to go off and daven. Okay. But the Yikiru that we're talking about is from Zehina. Zehina Yomu Razal Maitre Barishona, he quotes the Chazal from the Medrash Tanchuma, Kasher Barishona Yomakil Abedis Alidin Biyad Ahi. He used that hand that now is paralyzed and then was healed. So he used that hand originally to makutab of the Zorah. Gam atach, reva oisim, yisloyis, lekim chayim. He used the same hand to continue to makutab of the Zorah. For emes, kelo yipole hasli vosela. Moa amula, this is very interesting. When you look at these words, you don't even know what the Alshach is talking about unless you know the psukim. So I think you would benefit of bringing the psukim. He has three phrases. Ma amula li basoi, uma az me'arim, and yetzer samuch asher lo ishahu. So he uses three phrases, each one from a pasuk. The first is ma amula li basoi. It says in the pasuk in Yechezkel, look at footnote number 5, Peres Tazayin Posaglamed Mo'amulo Libosech Nu'um Hashem Elikim Ba'asoyseh Es Kol Eile Masi Isha Zayna Shalotis. He says, how corrupt is your heart? How disoriented you are? How crim you are? Mo'amulo Libosech. So that's Mo'amulo Libosech. How crooked is Yerovam's heart? Well, Me'az Me'ari, how much more mechutzus he is than a lion? Where does that come from? So you remember that they tried to get Shimshon to give up his secret, and he says, if you solve my riddle, I'll give you my secret. So he wanted to know, Ma Mosek Mitvash Ume Az Me'ari. So they told him what it is. Bayomulo Anshe Oir, Bayom Hashiri, the Terem Yavo Achaz, Ma Mosek Mitvash Ume Az Me'ari, Bayomalahem, Lue Harashtim Be'egwasi, Lue Matosim Chidos. Without taking advantage of my wife to help you, you never would have gotten the answer. But meanwhile, there's a pasuk that has the phrase, me'az me'ari, what is stronger than a lion? So he says, me'az me'ari, meaning, how could a person be so mechutzus, only an ari has that kayach, because he's the king of all the animals. Yeseh samuch, also from a pasuk. But to hear it's very interesting. Because Yetzer Samuch sounds like a positive thing, and many of the Farshim understand it that way. Now, the Alshich uses the phrase Yetzer Samach, I don't know, 100 times, but over and over and over again. And the way the Alshich uses it, it's not a positive thing, it's a fact of life, and it means that the Yetzer Hara basically hovers over the person all the time. It's like, you know, he's attached to the person. Yetzer Samach. The Pasuk, interestingly enough, is in Perek Yishayahu Perek Chavav, and this is Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Dalet are very well known to us, especially Pasuk Dalet. Tishu she'arim v'yavu goy tzadik shomer emunim. Yetzer samach titzor shalom shalom kibucho batuach. Tishu b'Hashem adayad kibucho Hashem tzuralom. So he uses it in the Kavon, as I say right afterwards, as the Asat Yetzer Hara shu samach u'miyayit tamid lohara. And I explain in the footnote 7 that the way the Alshach is being masbir, actually in Yishayol himself, that this is a negative nekuda. The Yetzer Samach refers to the Yetzer Hara, not to the Yetzer Tov. So he says that what ma'amula libasa, what kind of corruption of the heart, what kind of agus ponim does it take, and how much of the Yetzer Hara does have to be samuch attached to this person, Yeravam, right? Ki ru ha'isa nefesh acher tachas nafshon. He says, if he would have had any other kind of personality, if he wasn't as corrupt as he was, he would have stopped being makriv, ulamariv b'techi, and to cry so bitterly, adki teitze nafshi b'tshuva l'shnei Hashem l'kim emez u'melafayon. V'hein ru hoya echad ha'reikin hecharashti. If Yeravam was a nobody, I would say, okay, so he doesn't have the personality for tshuva, he doesn't have the kaya. He's a very corrupt being. Hachacham gadol kamohu, ech mishruchachach mazah. Wants to understand, what does it take to make a Yeravam? How could it be that a chacham like Yeravam, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives him malchus, sparks somebody very special, how could he be so totally corrupt and absurd? He sees his hand is paralyzed, and there's nothing else but that Kodesh Baruch Hu's punishment. Why does he remain that way? So I came to the conclusion, he says, that there are two factors that could be involved that make Yeravam so uniquely corrupt. Achas hasrara, the fact that he was a melech. So in Yiru Amashenet Rechavam Yoshe Be'ezos Beit HaMidosh, for who only? Below Amru, should be below Yomru, I suppose. But anyhow, what he means to say is very cautious. He says, if I allow to be tshuva, then everybody will know that the real Malchus is Rechavam, because he's going to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and I will have nothing, because I will have destroyed all of these mizbeches that I built, and so on. And everybody will see that the proper place for Avodas Hashem is but the proper Melech. And I will be left naked. So the first chat is simply his desire to hold on to the malchus required of him to keep up this charade, to keep up this idea that he has a malchus that competes, and he has a god that competes, and he has, meaning his avodah zarah, and he has the mizbechos, and so on. Shainis. Ki mi shenishtarish b'chait k'var meshubat ke'ezad v'yitzvah hara. The koshem me'od v'kosho. U'ma gam ha'machti esarabim. He says, you can't imagine, corruption breeds corruption. Lesser corruption breeds greater corruption. And it reaches finally a point where it's almost impossible for the person to be tshuva b'chla. If you look at these tzukim and you see the hemshech, it's like a mind-boggling. Mamish mind-boggling. But this person was Idai Hanavi. And in the psukim, you have a remuzin to various things. For example, I'm not going to go into it now. I just want to show you one or two places where they mention Idai Hanavi. One of those places in the Gemara Sanhedrin, that's called Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Didolu Mujima, Shechika Shtei Nishvachos in Israel," and it has a whole bunch of other things that Udima means having a meal together, enjoying a drink together, the eskarbus that comes from eating and drinking, the tzavsa. So Gugima has a lot of positive values, and one of the things that it mentions is Nagea to Idei HaNavi. It's a very remarkable story, which you have to look at the psukim yourself, you know, to follow. After the Ish HaLokim finished with Yeravam, he was on his way back, and the Ribbono Shel Olam told him that he's not allowed to stop and to eat anywhere or to sleep anywhere. He must go right back to Malchus Yehuda. And somebody came to him with a Navi Sheker, and he said that I was informed by God that you should stay and eat with me, and he did. And if I see from the Gemara that it was the drinking and the eating itself that ruined him. In other words, so there's all question of why did he listen to begin with. It's the role that Ribbono Shel Olam told him not to, and even the Sefer Yikarim and other Sefarim, they talk about this a lot. Like, what's the concept of listening and not listening, and how do you know it is a real Navi, how do you know it's not a Navi, and some people even bring it in connection with Akedat Yitzchak. How did Avraham Avinu know that the voice that he heard, Kafla Simcha Yechidka, is really the Ribbono Shel Olam, and so on. But in any case, he came and he ate, and then what happened was that this person, who many Mefarshim say was originally a Navi Emes, but he became a Navi Sheker, he revealed the Nevuah, this time a real Nevuah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to this Ido HaNavi that you violated my words, and therefore you'll have a very miserable end. That's a very remarkable piece. Today to go through the whole thing, if you have the time to go through all eight pages. But the kitzur, to summarize, what we see here is a reference on this pasuk of Leiv Rishayim Kima'at, that the reference is to Yeravam. And Yeravam is a person that has the evidence before his eyes in the most incredible way. You have a Navi, Gizbechach, and Mutzah, it's very nice. So I don't listen to you. I'm too entrenched in my ways to change. You know, however, once that moment, that tragic moment when he becomes paralyzed occurs, and he asks him to undo it, even without giving up that Avodah Zarah, which is incredible, but Lamai says it was undone. It was undone. But now what? You don't do tshuva even now. That's what the Al Shekhan, like you're saying, the expression, you can't handle it. He can't handle it. Can't understand. He said, if he would be a nobody, so no. Nobody, you don't expect kachas and nefesh with all the evidence in the world. It's interesting and fascinating that basically you have here the number one kishayara. So, but and you have a navi, and you have a paralysis. It doesn't make the hole in the barza. It bounces off the barza. The leiv rishayim kimalak. What you see from the Gra and from these Tzukim and from the Al-Sheikh, you see something very important. People have to be clay kibul for Teichacha. And to be a clay kibul for Teichacha could be two different problems that have nothing to do with each other. One of them is that the person is inherently weak in his nature. And that comes from Rishus also. Rishus makes a person flabby, makes a person corrupt, and the corruption makes him lose that koyach of strength that you need. Because it's very simple. Today I do this, and tomorrow I do that. I have no substance. Today I wake up in the morning at this time, and next day I wake up at another time. The person who follows his titus has no structure to his life, has no purpose to life. And structure and purpose give a person his skeleton, his resilience. And the Nela, such a person, even when he does tshuva, is not going to transform him. Because the next day, his flabbiness of his neshama just, you know, it caves in on itself, and he's right back to where he was with his titus. That's why, yeah, a lot of times people are mochiach themselves. Ein lecha mochiach yosef yizeh. Mainly, you don't want to listen to another person. Maybe the other person doesn't say it right. Maybe the other person is mechayer from a kavah. Maybe the other person is too negative. But you yourself, you're not negative, you're positive. You're not macharif, you're not makal. What's wrong? Adira. You think that kind of personal tochacha, that personal awareness where a person says, you know, it's all wrong. My life is wasted. I really don't have a time. I don't have any time left. Look at me. And a person, yeah, I've been doing aveiros. I'm going to be punished in Gehenna. The Baruch Hashem's not happy with me. Look what's going on. This is going wrong. That's going wrong. And when will I be a shtickle mensch?
You'd think that that would be enough. And it works for a week, and right after that, the person's right back to where he was. Flabby. A flabby neshama, rachman al. And then you have the opposite treatment almost. The toughness and the shtik shay is so overwhelming. And that could very rarely come from taiva. But, the Alshech is covering all possibilities. He says like this. Most likely, because that's the first shot that he gives, is the Malchus, is the Gaiva. The Gaiva, I'm not going to be proven wrong. I'm not going to give up this entire, you know, cosmic level of appreciation and control that's called the Melech B'Yisrael. I'm not giving that up. I'm not becoming a commoner. I don't want to change because I have to have the mouth. There, the chesaron of that kashis eirus, not being able to have that hole penetrate, that makes that dent, and that roshem is sheer gaiva. The ani is standing in the way. But then he says, you know what? Maybe it isn't the ani. Maybe it's the taiva. Maybe it isn't the retifa sakovim. Maybe it isn't the higher human level of taiva, but it's the low base animal level of taiva. Just that when you're so sunk into it, and you do it so many times, you can't krichalei. You can't krichalei. Because of the two possibilities that he offers about the nature of Yerovam, it's amazing. It's not as amazing. Anyhow, this gra and all these pages, believe me, we could learn more from it and chazer it over and over again. And there's a lot about Idei Hanavi. I don't know how many people ever heard of Idei Hanavi. It's interesting. There's a ger that we support in Eretz Yisrael. So the ger lives on Rechoy's Idei Hanavi. There are a lot of Breslover, I think, in that general area. But there's an actual street in Yerushalayim named Rechoy's Idei Hanavi. So who's Idei Hanavi? So the answer is he was the Zayda of the Charya Hanavi. Chagi Zecharya Malachi. But he happens to be, according to Chazal, as the Radak points out to you, you don't know for sure, but there's a Masera like that, and the Midrashim corroborated, that Idei Hanavi was that Isha Lokim who came to Yerovam and tried to make a Roshim on him. And it didn't work. So that is Hashem Yizvach, we finish with one Ha'ara. When Chazal say, at Maisa with Rebbe Abohu and the Chia Baraba, I want you to know the frustration of Rebbe Chia Baraba has to be a human thing to some extent. But I don't want to leave with the impression that this was merely a person being frustrated that nobody pays attention to. You know, halacha is Maisa, and it's dry, and lumbus is hard. But really, this person that's a shaliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam to convey the Masorah to Klal Yisrael. And when a person is respected as a Talmud Chacham, he has one foot in the door because people are saying, you know, this is the person that's kedai to listen to. And all of a sudden, nothing. No roshan. They leave him. How could it be? This is what part of his frustration was for the Ribbono Shel Olam for sure. And I think that's why all of these comments and all of the attempts to soothe him, they might have had an impact on the Mechir Barab's personal irrigation. But how could that marshal help you regarding the Ribbono Shel Olam? But meanwhile, the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah is Munach Bekaren Tzavos. Meanwhile, Basko Yotzes Ma'achores U'machrezes V'omeres Oyze Nezen Zav Ba'af Chazik. How could it be? And that's why he wasn't comforted. And when he walked into the door, very nice. It's very nice that you, Rebbe Abohu, are machshiv halacha, that you, Rebbe Abohu, are machshiv lomdus, that you, Rebbe Abohu, understand what I'm trying to do. That's because you yourself are major talmud chacham. But how does that help the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Hamon Am leaves
and listens to the Agadis. And this is always the case. This is an amazing thing. It's not just today. Yeah, the tape of a very chashuv shiur with complicated inyanim, but the person's a big Baal Masdir, and he tries, and he works, and he explains. And how many people are going to listen to that? How many people are going to have the patience to follow his cheshvan, have the patience to follow his argument? And then you have a person who's fire and brimstone, and he comes and he tells beautiful things and gives wonderful mashalim. The whole world is in love. There is in that some element of Torah munachas v'kerem zon. Nobody wants to pick it up. But if Hashem is Baruch, if you ever have a chance to listen to somebody give that kind of a shir that Reb Chaya Bar Abba was giving, and you stay and you work on it and you go back and you ask and you mafalpo, this is a tremendous chizuk for the Bayrei Oyvon himself and a tremendous chizuk Shem Shammai. You should be zeicher.